Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Hope you guys have had a good week, and we are about to rally you guys into a great weekend. Right, Don?
Oh, yeah. I think in Minnesota, there's a second season coming up here pretty shortly. So.
Yeah, second season for something. I don't know what. Everything's got a second season. Ava, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Hey, and we are going to have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk a little bit about some river fishing, what's going on with river fish. We're going to talk about some hunter safety, and firearms harvest report is out for Minnesota. And guess what, you guys? I'm jumping at it early. I got some holiday gift ideas already. That's right. Stick around. This is the Black Friday edition of the Valley Outdoors. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Good to see you, Don.
Good to be seen.
Ava?
I'm here. And I have a wonderful story for you. Let me tell you.
Okay, so I guess we're going to jump right into this, but the important thing here, Ava,
to talk about.
Ava, just you have to let me set it up. I have to set the table. Come on.
All right.
You being a radio person knows how this works.
She's been waiting all week.
I know.
An extra week.
So we have a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about a duck hunting accident from Minnesota guy out in North Dakota. Unfortunate accident. We're talking about firearms harvest. We're going to talk gift ideas because we aren't going to be getting anybody in information before Black Friday.
So we got to do it now.
We got to give you at least a little flavor to it so you have an idea what to go find and buy for that outdoor person.
Smart.
Yeah. You like that, right? So before we jump into that, in my possession, I have, and so do you, Don.
I do.
One of the biggest challenges the last season brought to Ava and you was the fact that I bring in fish all the time for you guys. Do I not? Both smoked and regular?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, you have, yes.
Yes. And we hear deer stories from Ava that she shot a deer and Don shot a deer and everything else. But what did we not, I didn't see any, was deer sticks. My favorite food of all time is deer sticks. It's convenient. It's quick. You take it fishing with you and it's just like pop it out and then you eat it and then the fish bite. That's the way that works. In the past years, we had nothing. And we told
from
Ava.
From Ava.
Yeah, from Ava. And specifically.
Let me just say, I have not shot a deer since 2021. So
I know,
it was
but
my
in
husband's
your family.
Deer.
And
yes.
Yeah.
So let's
now
just say.
In my possession, I'm holding on to it. That is a
deer
Ziploc
sticks.
Bag. In it is there are deer sticks in maple and cheddar. Two separate sets of deer sticks. And they are phenomenal, and I am very appreciative, and I can't thank you enough, and I will not say anything bad about any hunting or lacking of any bringing anything in. Now, Don, on the other hand, I'm still waiting.
For what?
Something. Turkey
you,
sticks,
I
maybe?
You, I brought you deer sticks.
Turkey sticks? Not this year.
Haven't I brought you deer turkey sticks?
No. See, there it goes.
I thought I had.
So we'll just skip that, Don. You can sit in the corner. I want to hear from Ava because she's got a story.
We should hear her story.
Brought sticks in, and
she sent us a picture.
And Don, not only that, it was a PB.
Yes. Yep. I shot a 9-pointer opening morning.
Hey.
On my thank you.
That's knuckles for those of you guys and not on TV here.
And I sat for 2 hours. I had deer around me all morning, so I was ready to go. You know how that is. You're just like, okay, there's deer.
Were there squirrels that did the same thing?
No, honestly. So
you had so many deer, the squirrels were scared.
I had about two different sets of does that were making their rounds around the property. So 1 minute they're over to my right, then they're in front of me, now they're over to the left. So I'm like, okay, there's deer everywhere. They're probably the same ones, but we're just going to be ready. Well, it was 8:10, and I had a feeling, we have a water hole where my stand is looking over, and all of a sudden, I look over to my right, and he's coming down the hill, and I'm like, this is great, because I had my gun over there, I was ready and watching that area, so big 9-point, he's got a split brow tine, which kind of is like going opposite directions, which makes him fun.
Hang tooth. Snaggle tooth, yeah.
After thoroughly investigating him, he was the old boy on our trail cams that we named him. And he is definitely the best deer I've ever got. He weighed 200 pounds after field dressing. We weighed him. And he was blind in one eye as well. And it looked like probably from an injury, maybe fighting or something. But he was definitely gray in the face and awesome. So I did take a shot at about 50 yards. There's a few things I need to learn from this experience. Okay, one, he was walking and I did not get him to stop, which I could have, you know, made a noise or kicked the stand or something to just kind of make him stop and take a look, right?
Yeah, usually a whistle, just a quick whistle.
Something, and I didn't
will
do
stop.
That.
And once you're on the deer, you can do a whistle without doing anything else and stay
so
on the deer.
Of
right.
course, you know, I'm not really thinking. I'm just thinking, oh my goodness.
You know what that is, Don.
Yes.
It's called buck fever.
Yes. So my first shot was a little behind the rib cage.
Yep.
And he walked about another 50 yards, stood there and was, you know, and that's when I should have taken my second shot. But I don't know why I didn't, because I'm in shock, maybe. I don't know. But he did lay down and, you know, I'm just praying for him to die quickly because I don't want him to suffer.
No,
either.
Of course not. No.
Well, my husband's like, well, if he stands up again, take another shot. Well, after about 10 minutes, he did stand up again. So I was able to get that second shot and he was done after that. So
nice.
I was very thankful that he did stand up again. But I felt, one, I should have made him stop. And two, I should have taken that second shot. I had a perfect second shot and I didn't take it. But,
well, he didn't run, right?
He did not run.
So
thank goodness.
Yeah. So one of the things that happens as soon as if a deer takes off running, then you get the adrenaline that goes into the meat and then it does change the flavor of the meat. So that's one of those things. But nice job.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah.
And now we're enjoying some delicious deer sticks.
I got a couple questions to ask you when you come back.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll be back with more Valley Outdoors right after this.